Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Why would I put my life in the hands of a, quote, higher power if they've already let, you know, those things, quote, happen to me?
God doesn't determine anything.
I saw a glimmer of impatience with Davis and felt both satisfied and a little guilty.
A higher power is just there to give you options.
You deserve to know the truth.
The truth about what?
Seeing as though Barbara's too much of a coward to tell you the truth, Auntie Agent X will fill you in. Your parents were murdered.
This friendship fountain is broken. How can a black community or any community trust its neighbors if the gestures of friendship given isn't even cared for? It defeats the purpose. What we need are real actions, not performative actions.
On the way, hear samples from these three podcasts: Effing Sober, The First 90 Days, Propaganda, the podcast musical, and the Cincinnati Playhouse's Podplay musical. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. The Webby Awards is the Internet's most respected symbol of success. When the 25th annual Webby Awards, presented earlier this year, received nearly 13,500 entries from nearly all 50 states and 70 countries worldwide. Well, with the deadline for the 26th annual awards coming up in a few weeks, we thought we'd celebrate the Webbies by featuring the two podcasts that won for Best Writing last time. Let's begin with Webby Award winner Effing Sober, The First 90 Days. The Effing Sober podcast is the unflinching first-person narrative of Anita Drake's first 90 days of getting sober in New York City. 28-year-old Anita recounts from 1 to 90 days immersing herself into the awkward world of sobriety and what it means to grow up. And it's a cool bonus that the 8-episode series features music by artists in recovery. Here's a sample of the writing and production of Effing Sober from the episode titled Is It Odd or Is It God? It's day 30, and with the help from her sponsor, Davis, Anita cultivates a first-name relationship with God.
Okay, then, why would, quote, God let those things happen to me? Why would I put my life in the hands of a, quote, higher power if they've already let, you know, those things, quote, happen to me?
God doesn't determine anything.
I saw a glimmer of impatience with Davis and felt both satisfied and a little guilty.
A higher power is just there to give you options. Life happens, and you have to deal with life on life's terms. Shit happens, but that's not God. God is in the options. God is the power to see the choice. God is the willpower when there seems to be no willpower left.
God is the options. God is finding the willpower.
So you're saying God gets all the credit for my hard work?
Imagine what life would be like if you felt like there was someone you could talk to about anything. Without judgment. Someone who will be rooting for you no matter what. Someone who promised to help you with all decision-making in your life. Like an imaginary best friend to whom you felt obligated.
I'm 28 years old, Davis.
I shove rainbow sprinkles into my mouth.
I don't need a best friend.
Of course you do. We all do.
In AA, the first step in the 12 steps of recovery is we admitted that we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. And to that, I say, yeah, duh. Okay, you got me. The very next step out of 12 is we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity, immediately followed by step 3, made a decision to turn our will and our care over to a God of our understanding. Man, they really dive into this God shit quick. Making all of this stuff seem impossible without believing in God. For a second, Stanley thought that he was gonna die. He felt a feeling that he never ever felt inside. Felt a feeling that he never ever We left the diner and headed to a meeting a few blocks away. We walked without speaking, and I witnessed a table enjoying brunch outside, cheersing pink mimosas and laughing. 30 days. I did it for 30 days. I guess I couldn't get it. I was one of those unfortunates. We walked into the meeting. It was a full meeting, a big meeting. And that's where I met Jesus.
Written and produced by Katie Mack, it's the Webby Award winner called Effing Sober, The First 90 Days. Available now from the Start Here collection from the podcast menu at WVXU.org. On to our other Webby Award winner for Best Writing. It's called Propaganda. And it's not just a podcast, it's a podcast musical. Propaganda is the timely and witty story of a secret government agency tasked with covering up the messiest of political scandals. And boy, are they busy these days. Through a sinister turn of events, Rookie takes up the mantle as head of the agency and is immediately challenged by the worst scandal since Watergate. And Rookie must act fast to protect the country from ruin and save the Bureau from the evil Agent X. In this clip from the episode The Button Heard Around the World, Rookie learns about the real history of his parents and grandparents and how the agency lied to him to keep the real mission of the Bureau secret.
Rookie, you deserve to know the truth.
The truth about what?
Seeing as though Barbara's too much of a coward to tell you the truth, Auntie Agent X will fill you in. Your parents were murdered. The president was unhappy about a damaging memoir written about him. So your grandpa sent agents all over the country to every library to rip out the bad sections. It was dangerous work. Librarians are vicious. Your parents begged your grandpa to send replacements so they could be home for your birthday. But your grandpa said they needed to stick it out. Well, their cover was blown while they were sticking it out, wasn't it, Barbara? And they were shot by a librarian in the nonfiction section.
They were murdered? By a librarian?
Not according to the Bureau. We covered up your parents' botched cover-up by feeding the public some lies about your mommy and daddy being brave government aid workers saving journalists. The president never looked better.
My parents? It can't be true.
Grandpa kept a little black folder full of his personal cover-ups. I saw him slide this secret into it after the fateful event. You can look for yourself.
Barbara, you knew about this?
Of course Barbara knew. She was your grandpa's best friend. I wanted to tell you the truth from the beginning, but Barbara told me to shut my whore mouth.
That's not true!
Rookie, we needed you to believe in this place. We knew that one day you would be our leader.
You wanted me to be like this forever? Thinking exactly what you wanted me to think, never knowing the truth? I thought you were my family.
Enough, Rookie. This is what we do. Telling people what to think is the business you were in. Your grandpa had a job to do. Your parents had a job to do.
Everyone leave.
We all understand you will need some time to process this. I'm happy to step in as the leader. I'll just need that little key around your neck.
Thanks, Agent X. You're always looking out for me.
My pleasure. Rookie, I know it's hard to see it this way now, but lying to you was our only choice.
Everyone important to me either lies or dies. Or sometimes both.
Grandpa needed you to be our leader. We couldn't tell you the truth and risk hurting the Bureau.
All this Bureau does is hurt people, including me. I quit.
You can't quit. We need you.
I needed my parents.
Rookie!
Out of my way.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to destroy this place.
You don't know what's at stake.
But I know what the people need.
Picture a man
A hero, pure and strong. He knows what's right and wrong better than you.
Winner of the Webby Award for Best Writing. That's Propaganda, the podcast musical, available from WVXU in the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere, H-E-A-R. Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park has been experimenting with unconventional theater productions called Off the Grid, creating interactive performances taking place in site-specific or social settings that reimagine the nature of theatrical storytelling. And one of those experiments is an immersive and physical podcast series called Pod Plays. These original audio plays each take place in a unique location around Cincinnati, and you're guided through the space as the story unfolds, interacting with the same views, spots, and markers as the characters in the story you're streaming. So that's cool. Well, here's a taste of Cincinnati Playhouse's Pod Plays from the episode Edge of Town. It's the journey of a young black musician as he navigates his former home of Wyoming, Ohio, searching for the truth and hope by reflecting on the past, present, and future. In this clip, the narrator, Deuces 2, asks listeners to notice the stark contrast between the cities as you cross over the train tracks from Wyoming into Lachlan to the friendship fountain that Wyoming gifted Lachlan.
I want us to walk around the fountain. Once we do that, I want us to take a look at Lachlan and then turn around and observe Wyoming to see the difference. I will give us further directions on when to cross the train tracks again back into Wyoming. I want to show you this friendship fountain for Wyoming and Lachlan. Are you familiar? The question I have is, what does friendship really mean? We define friendship in simple terms, but friendship means much more than that. As a man who cherishes friendship in all its meaning, I don't see it here. Not at this fountain. Not for our neighbors. This friendship fountain is broken. How can a black community or any community trust its neighbors if the gestures of friendship given isn't even cared for? It defeats the purpose. What we need are real actions, not performative actions. It's not our job to fix our neighbor's car every day, but giving them the tools to fix it will be better than anything. We can't afford another lost generation. We can't keep performing without intention. It doesn't make sense, especially for the future generations. If we really cared, we would show our appreciation more. Let's walk back into Wyoming, towards the gazebo, passing the ice cream shop. Cross Oak Avenue towards the Village Green. As the music plays, walk straight down the middle path towards the gazebo. Once you reach the center of the gazebo, take a seat if you want and observe the scenery. If it's occupied, find a seat or a table nearby. We walk on a street full of history. I listen to the sounds that remind me of a mystery. This black history. But there's more to the past, and I just need to understand it so I know what I have. I see my life flash before me at the age of 22, realizing everything I'm not was in an interview. White walls with no colors got me think about my brothers, like do we still love each other and our mothers through this truth. I sit back and wonder about the simple times, cause Lord knows the grass is greener where we free our minds. I pray for more directions so we can follow the signs, cause I never wanna feel like we were left behind. Cause time just doesn't stop, I just reminisce as a kid on the block. But when I looked around at the white people watch as we struggled every day trying to understand stocks, I often wonder if we all had a dream, and do my brothers still understand what it means. It shouldn't be this hard just to cruise through the seas. So I just wanted to say it's all love in the streets, but still I wonder.
In a local creator spotlight, that's Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park's Pod Plays, reimagining the nature of theatrical storytelling. A unique and immersive version of podcasting from the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. Available now on WVXU's Start Here local podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. On to our look at the hot podcasts around the nation from Apple Podcasts and is presented by iTunes Charts.net. Well, a growing trend in new podcasts are limited series stories, usually fewer than 10 episodes, all available immediately. And that's certainly part of the NBC Dateline podcast playbook. And The Thing About Helen and Olga is a perfect chart-topping podcast to prove the point. Helen and Olga are kindly old ladies who open their hearts and wallets to down-and-out men in L.A. In a city named for angels, the two women seemed heaven-sent. But after one of the men is killed by a hit-and-run driver, and then another suffers the same fate, investigators uncover a horrifying and twisted plot that stuns even the most seasoned detectives. All six episodes of this chilling and chart-topping podcast are available now, and that's The Thing About Helen and Olga. To learn more about that podcast and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter on the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.